The best way to become known as a desert rat and a storyteller is to speak well of the ones that have been ahead of us, that made a name for themselves in the past. This is a Dick Wick Hall story. Dick Wick Hall, miner, promoter, and desert humorist of Salome, Arizona, some 30 or 40 years ago, whose stories appeared in the Saturday Evening Post and made Salome famous. Dick discovered gold on three sides of a small mountain, setting out in the desert. And as digging was hard and slow in the hot summer sun, he figured a way to do the job in a big way. His way was simple. 100 people put in $100 each. All the money to be spent for dynamite. The stockholders to be on hand to walk in and pick up their own gold on the day set for the blast. The day came, and so did the stockholders. There was never anything like it. Some said there was a tidal wave went up the Colorado River 60 miles after that blast. After the dust settled, the stockholders went in to pick up their gold. But there was no gold. A few showed their disappointment. Some talked nasty. But an alert deputy sheriff from Yuma stepped up on Elijah Rock. The men gathered around him as he said, "Fellas, you've had weeks of dreams, enthusiasm, and anticipation. You saw and heard the greatest blast you ever will see. And by damn, you got something to talk about the rest of your life. Let's give three big cheers for Dick Wick Hall."